Hi, I'm Richard Klein with National Board. Thanks for listening to this podcast. I'm joined by Walter Brown from Louisiana. He's a National Board certified teacher. Thanks for joining me, Walter.
Well, thank you for having me.
Walter, you're a National Board certified teacher. Why did you pursue board certification?
In a nutshell, both of my parents were teachers, and I went into education as kind of a continuation of the legacy going into the family business. And when National Board was introduced and started catching on in Louisiana, my mother mentioned it to me, and I had already heard about it from a colleague in Louisiana Council of Teachers of English. After investigating it, I felt like it was something that I would like to do because I always felt that I was a strong teacher, and we don't get recognized in our profession for what we do. Other professions recognize their brightest stars. Education usually doesn't. So I went into it, number one, because my mom wanted me to, and number two, because just for myself, I just wanted to see, was this something I could prove that I was an accomplished teacher?
That's great. And so you are an accomplished teacher, right? You earned your board certification. Are you glad you did it? I mean, is there value to you on a regular basis in the classroom?
There is. Number one, it was the getting a chance to broaden my sphere of influence. Once I earned National Board certification, I was actually placed on several state education policy committees and got a chance to actually impact policy decisions that were taking place in Louisiana. Also, I was asked by my district to represent on different state boards and different organizations. So it really gave me a chance to broaden my sphere of influence as an educator beyond the walls of the classroom, even the walls of my own school building.
Excellent. So you're a teacher leader now in Louisiana.
Right.
Within your classroom, do the standards and the five core propositions have an impact on your teaching and on your students?
Well, I have a slightly different take because I'm now a district administrator, so I'm no longer in the classroom. However, my role requires me to continue to work very closely with English teachers in middle and high school, so I'm constantly in classrooms. And to answer that question directly, yes, it does, because whenever I observe a teacher, whenever I visit and give support, I'm always reflecting that support I give against the backdrop of those standards, against the backdrops of the five core props. And also working with the newly formed Louisiana National Board Certified Teachers Network, I'm often sought out by those who are seeking renewal or certification to give them some feedback and to help them find their way. So again, ever since I've gone through National Board, the five core props have played a part of my life.
That's wonderful. So my last question for you, what gives you the most joy in this work?
The impact on students. Knowing that the work that I'm doing, whether I'm in the classroom as a teacher because I taught at a inner city school, or being a district supervisor, working with teachers who work in inner city schools, knowing that the work that we are doing is directly impacting those students' lives for the better. So that gives me the greatest joy.
That's fantastic. Any closing thoughts for our listeners, some of whom are candidates or considering becoming candidates for board certification?
It's been said, and I've seen the research, that going through the process is probably the best professional development that you could actually do because it requires you to think about what you're doing. You're not accidentally being a great teacher. It's intentional. It's purposeful. And by reflecting on the work that you do as a teacher, and by reflecting on the decisions you make and how it impacts student learning, you can't help but improve. So my advice would be anyone who's considering it, do it. It doesn't make you a better teacher. It identifies what makes you a better teacher, and it helps you to focus on that and improve.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.